The podcast is brought to you by Hardwick.life, which is the website. It's the home of the Lose Like a Lineman program. And if you haven't heard of the program and you're interested in losing weight, get your butt onto the website at Hardwick.life. That's Hardwick.com, but it's Hardwick.life. And if you don't know already, I designed that program 6 years ago for my personal weight loss to get me down from 295. I went all the way down to 202. I lost 85 pounds in under 5 months, and it's given tons of success to a lot of people. And we've just, and you'll hear about this on the podcast with Jamie, we have just redesigned the program, Lose Like a Lineman 2.0, specifically with the female in mind and the female's preferences and what is manageable. So that was with Jamie. She helped me out with that. And she's going through the program right now and having a lot of good success, as you will hear. So check it out at Hardwick.life. Enjoy the show, guys. Back with another episode of the Hardwick Life Podcast with Jamie Hardwick.
Hi, everybody.
I love your commitment. 2 weeks in. We're good.
Seriously. I've never committed to anything like this. I'm on your diet for 2 weeks and I've podcasted
and
2 weeks in a row.
We are rolling.
Gosh.
Man, level of commitment is staggering coming from you.
It's true.
It is.
I don't think I've ever stuck with anything this long.
Yeah, that's so bizarre because like you're an athlete. You were an athlete.
Was.
Yeah. And you obviously stuck with that.
Yeah. And I've stuck with you for 15 years.
Your dedication to me has been...
I know, but when it comes to
pretty impressive
diet, exercise, I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a self-sabotager. Probably.
Do you think so?
I think so.
You have a real, and this is funny because I do too. I mean, obviously with like green arms and such and tattoos everywhere, there's like an anti-authority streak in me, but I feel like I've given up that more or less.
Okay.
But I see it so much in Ted. Our youngest, he's 7.
Yeah.
He's incredibly anti-authority. And it's funny because immediately I'm like, that's me. But then the more I just explore you, I feel like that's more you than it is me, perhaps. Or maybe it's a combination of both of us. And obviously, he's his own man.
Right.
Right? It's not like, I mean, I don't want to take credit or give you credit or, you know, I guess the opposite of that for anybody's behavior. Because they are their own people. But at the same time, I do feel like there's you have a similar deal where you don't like being told what to do.
But I'm a really good rule follower. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Don't break the law. Like, I was always like the teacher's pet in school.
Breaking the law.
Like,
so you got that Hudson in you.
Yeah, but it's mostly just when it comes to like diet and exercise.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
You're non-compliant.
I'm not.
But you are now.
But 2 weeks in, your girl is compliant.
You're charging hard. So I heard you on the treadmill this morning.
Yeah.
You woke up. You've had some allergies here in the last several weeks.
My sinuses, if you can hear it on the mic, I'm like, wah, wah, wah.
My ears are nasally.
Clogged.
Yeah, which is unusual for you.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks now. So it must be allergies because I don't feel sick.
Let me ask you a question because you were up last night at 3:30 cleaning your sinuses out.
Right.
If I would have woken up at 3:30, turned on the lights in the bathroom.
I didn't turn on the lights.
One of them did.
No.
In the
I did not.
What do they call that room? Where the toilet is?
Shitter.
Yeah. Shitter's full. Yeah. So.
No, I went pee. And as I was sitting on the toilet, I had to I plugged up one nose and I gave the other one a huge.
Okay, blowed?
With a piece of toilet paper. I didn't turn on the light though, but you're right. If you would have been oogie blowing at 3 a.m.
Yeah. What's the fallout this morning from that?
I would have been pissed.
What's the fallout?
Nothing. You've been awesome.
No, I'm saying on the other side of things, how would that have looked?
I probably would have been mad.
Yeah.
But thank you for not being.
I just want to bring to light, this is another instance. I want to bring to light a slight double standard in the home. And you know where we're going.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Know, like she gets mad at me for being on the phone at times. She's like, put down the phone. I'm like, hey, I'm texting. We're doing some business. Da, da, da. And she's like, yeah, but it's like, you know, we're with the kids and you can't do that. And then last night.
I had something on my mind.
And
I
believe me, I wasn't
intending
to bring this up. It just came to mind.
But here we are.
But here we are, just because of the double standard. And yeah, you had to.
What a nag.
You had to resubscribe to the Sirius satellite radio.
I have been
driving
around with no radio for over a month.
Aghast!
So yesterday, it's in my head that I have to do it.
Uh-huh,
and
gotta
all of a sudden,
done.
It was 7 p.m. And
right
I was like,
now.
Shoot.
Right now, by God. Gotta do it. And,
Anyways, let's change the topic. Let's talk about how positive my diet's going.
Hold on. This, by the way, was we're about to. One day after you had told me about your disgruntled nature with me being on the phone while we're sitting watching a TV show. And then the other one, by the way, great TV show, Strong on NBC. We love that one. It's a body transformation.
Is that the network it's on?
NBC.
Okay.
Yeah,
we watch it on
NBC
Netflix.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super good. It is on Netflix. It's super good. Really fun. I got to try to get Todd Durkin on the podcast.
Okay, he's great.
Yeah, he's in the top four from what we see. Spoiler alert. But it's really cool. It's like The Biggest Loser, but a little more action-packed. More physical challenges.
And more focusing on gaining muscle and strength than it is on actually like losing incredible.
On just losing
weight.
Yes,
because most of the women that are on there are not morbidly obese.
They actually don't even weigh them. And you don't know.
I'm sure they do.
They do weigh them, but they only give the percentage body fat loss and lean muscle mass gained over the course of whatever it is. And it's super cool. I mean, the facilities that they've built out for these people are a paradise.
Right.
It's up in Malibu or Calabasas or something like that. So super cool for them. So,
well, and it's cool because it keeps our boys' interest because the contestants are all like, you know, middle-aged moms, sort of like me.
Yeah.
But then the trainers are like these hot, buff young guys and they team them up together. So I think there's a little bit for everybody.
Yes.
Like I'm like, oh, I see myself in her. And then the kids are like, sweet, I want to look like that guy.
Yeah, let me look like the big meathead.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway,
that's been our family show.
Anyway, we're doing that, and then she's on me for being texting, and then sorry, I just have to come full circle. The people want to know.
Holy moly, you're boring.
No, I'm not. The people want to know. They want to know.
Yeah, wow.
I'm boring them because this is uncomfortable for you because this is
boring.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, she's all over me, and then the very next day she comes up to me and she does the, who is it? It's Charlotte from Sex and the City that loves to grab her husband's wrist. And she's like, I think you should order the salmon. You know what I'm talking about? It's Charlotte, right?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. She does that.
It wasn't with her husband. It was with another boyfriend, but yeah.
Yeah. You always love to do that to me. It's like you come up and you're like tickled my back a little. And you're like, right before the kids came home from their practice. And she goes, hey, let's do our best not to be on our phones tonight.
Okay, I don't talk like a sex worker
well,
when
you kinda,
I say that.
No, when you're trying to get me, when you're trying to, you're like, hey, let's let's try to not be on our phones tonight. And I was like, yeah, cool. I totally agree. Good. I'll do that. I'll put mine face down. And the kids came home, phone goes face down, and they jump in the shower. Immediately after the shower, you are on your phone, actually in your car in the garage for 30 minutes.
I needed the VIN number to redo my radio.
Yeah, I got it.
Bro, I can't drive in silence anymore. It's killing me.
The sound of silence.
It's killing me. So anyways,
okay, good. Well, you got that sorted out.
I apologize. Woo! We talked about it. Woo! Oh, gosh.
Okay, good.
Okay, can we talk about, before we get into anything else?
Yeah.
It's April 20th today.
Good God. 420. Happy 420, everyone.
I'm in a beanie and a thermal. This is what I ski in.
That's your base layer.
That's my base layer. I am effing freezing. All Indiana, right. we need to get it together here, people.
All right. Indiana, winter wasn't bad.
No, we made it. We walked every day. We were outside.
Spring effing sucks.
Spring has been tough.
Spring's like a total teaser.
Yeah.
Because you get some days where it's in the 60s, and then the very next day, like yesterday was gorgeous.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the wind starts blowing in last night, and then it's supposed to snow today. We're scheduled for snow in Indiana
today.
April
20th, snow.
Yeah. Yep. Joke.
Yeah, here we are. Yeah. I'm drinking a hot coffee in a beanie. And I'm freezing.
How's it going out in San Diego?
We miss you, California.
Hi, California. We miss you. Just, oh my God, it's cold here. And I'm telling you, like the older I get, I don't know. I think like arthritis from football and everything, I get the worst circulation.
Yeah.
Like feel my hands. You know.
They're cold.
They're
cold. They're really cold.
Yeah. I know. I stay cold here. I'm serious. I can't get warm. The kids are like, Dad, you're such a weenie.
Maybe you got to bring back Fat Nick.
The Fat Nick rocks.
From your football playing
burritos!
Days.
Burritos. Yeah. Burritos for everybody.
If you ate a few more burritos, maybe you wouldn't be so cold.
Yeah, if that's true.
Right?
I put on my winter 20.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly.
I know, but so we went to Michigan, and I was going to share this is I was up. I was up in the 240s, but I was like trying to get jacked, right? Like the kids were kind of challenging me to look like The Rock. And I think we talked about this, and I was like I was getting pretty yacked. And then my joints started hurting. I was like, holy crap, I'm going to have a knee replacement because we went skiing. And now like a month and a half later, I'm back down. I'm like 223 this morning. I was 223. Oh, wow. So I'm 17 to 20 pounds down, somewhere around there. And I got to tell you, I feel so much better. So
Good. You
may appreciate bigger Nick a little bit more, and I get that, but skinny Nick feels way better.
Girls, for anybody listening out there that's a female, isn't it so annoying when your husband's like, oh, I just cut out my nighttime snack and I've lost 17 pounds
that's
in a month.
But that's not what I've done. I've gone back on my diet.
I know, but
I went back on it.
Okay, here's the
thing.
In
a month.
Anything short of starving myself to death, like starving, there's no way I'm losing 17 pounds in a month.
I know.
It's not, I know you didn't cut out nighttime snack. I'm just saying as an example, there's always that guy that's like, oh, I stopped putting creamer in my coffee and look at me now. It's like, screw you. As a female, it's so much harder.
Oh, it's so true.
It's so hard. And especially like as you approach middle age and...
No, it's just harder. It's
hard.
It's just harder for women. There's no doubt about it. I was with a guy yesterday that has lost 30 pounds and he lost it in 4 weeks and then he sustained it for the 2 weeks. And I can't imagine being a woman watching that or living with that and being like, oh, dang it.
Did he talk at all about his wife, like watching him?
Yeah, she's actually on the program.
She
I sent
is.
Them the modifications.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and so she's on the Lose Like a Lady before it's even released, which, by the way, we're maybe going to have in the inbox today. So, ladies, that's going to be out here in the next couple days. Stay tuned to the IG at Nick Hardwick and at Jamie.Hardwick, which I don't know if you know this. I got a message from a Jamie Hardwick after I posted our last podcast, and accidentally when I was typing in your name on Insta, there's another Jamie Hardwick spelled the exact same way without the dot in it.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. And she goes, hey, sorry, wrong Jamie. But she's like a fitness gal, too.
No.
Which I thought was super hilarious. I was like, oh,
I need to see this.
I was like, that is hilarious.
Really?
I was like, sorry, I don't know my own wife's Instagram handle. It's like,
what a jackass.
Yeah.
But no, what are the chances? I spell my name so weird.
You do.
J-A-Y-M-E.
Named after the Toronto Blue Jays.
God.
Good job, Joe.
Yeah, way to go, Dad.
Yeah.
Congrats.
No, that's cool. He's a sports fan. Big time sports fan.
Big time.
Yes. So anyway, you have though, I mean, you're obviously not going to lose 17 pounds in a month, but it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks from yesterday. And where are we?
We are down, what is it?
Almost 4 pounds?
Almost 4 pounds.
Sweet. In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
And that's substantial because as I was reconfiguring the diet for the ladies and going through the numbers and everything, it's like comparing there's a sheet in the book that's like how and why this works, and then there's a BMR calculator in there, and you can kind of figure out on your own. I put little calculations of maybe what can I expect, like what can I expect to lose here. And as I was going through it, I was like, damn, these poor girls. Like it's slow. It's just slow.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you don't exercise, if you don't walk, if you don't stay active, you're looking at it's maintainable and it's slow, but I have to imagine that's frustrating. Right.
Yeah.
Where a man, when I'm doing the exact same numbers, they're losing, like, I'm not doing anything. So the big boys, I tell them, hey, let's not even exercise until we get to a place where our joints can handle it. Because you're just going to do damage. You're going to set yourself back. You're going to get frustrated. And you're probably going to exercise to the point that you want to eat. Right? So that becomes a thing. But they're still losing without exercising. The 300-pound-plus men, the big boys,
yeah,
they're losing 3 to 4 pounds every 8 days, where a female doing nothing is going to lose like half a pound, you know?
Every 8 days.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but in the long run, that's really sustainable.
And you know what? Like, it sounds, okay, so this is how I have to construct it in my head, because when you hear a half a pound, let's just say a week, right? Uh-huh. Because 8 days, half a pound a week, you're like, oh my gosh, it's so long. Uh-huh. But if you stick with a plan for a year, uh-huh, that's 26 pounds in a year, which is a totally different female.
Oh, totally different.
Totally different.
Yes.
But it is. It's a long, and it's, slow game.
And it's healthier. That to me, for the females, is a healthier approach, because what I didn't want to do was go down below like 1,500 calories average per day for the females, because I think you... In females, it's more dangerous than men because of hormonal balance and everything like that. In men, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Especially for the big boys. Get it off. Get it off fast.
Right.
Like, but for the females, it needs to be a little bit more gradual, in my opinion.
Yeah, gradual. And also, I think, like, you know, I had a coach once talk about how when you're coaching men, you're coached to their ego. And when you're coaching females, you coach to their emotions.
Yes.
And I think women's weight loss is a lot more emotional than men. Mm-hmm. And I know men obviously have a lot of emotions tied up in being mm-hmm. overweight.
We talk a lot about emotions and self-care.
Life traumas and all of that, that mm-hmm. lead to this unhealthy behavior. But women, even as like, I don't know, even as you know you're overweight, you know that changes need to be made, there's so much that goes into it. You know, it's
yes.
The reward.
There's a lot. Yeah.
There's a lot.
It was interesting. So we talked a little bit last time. I'm going through this transition coach training, and mm-hmm. I just finished up the NFL's portion of it. Now I've got two 4-hour blocks to do. That's going to be outsourced, and one 14-hour block, which is going to be super intense. So that's a suicide prevention training. And so you get, it's what they call assist certified. So that's going to be super intense. But these other ones have been just really tremendous as far as like psychology and relationships and building relationships and listening and learning and all of these things. And this last doctor was just phenomenal. She's the Colts team doctor. Her name's Dr. Elizabeth White. And she talked about building resilience up. And I'll bring it back to the females shortly. I conveyed that message over the weekend in our conversation that we do over Zoom. And what it all comes down to, like how to be more resilient, how to have better willpower, you know, to be gritty, all those things, right? What it all comes down to, and I think this is unique, especially in women, is self-care. How to build it all is done through self-care. And this is multiple times now that the doctors have used the analogy of you have to take care of yourself. You have to put on your own oxygen mask before you put on your child's. Same thing they tell you on the airplanes, right? And so what I think happens a lot of times with women is women are, one, more empathetic than men in general. They're more concerned with others. You guys are providers, and I'm not generalizing every woman, and I'm not generalizing every man. But I think if you were to say, like, as a whole, what you do as mothers, it's provide a great environment, take care of kids, take care of your husband. And usually the last person that gets taken care of is you. And so your self-care is way down on the charts. And so that's when it comes to when we make poor decisions, or our resilience is low, or our willpower is lessened, because all we've done all day is take care of everybody else. And so when it comes now to your turn, you're like, screw it. You don't have that mental stamina to make good decisions. You're just, and at that point, you've been shoved really through the day into survival mode. And so that's, I think, where when it comes to the emotions, and it comes to eating, and it comes to making better or worse decisions, I think a lot of it comes down to female self-care and how important that is for setting yourself up for success. And so really putting yourself first. And I think you've done a really great job, especially lately, of doing this. You didn't used to be a wake up early and get it done girl.
Right.
You know, and then you realized you needed to carve out probably 2 hours before the kids wake up for yourself. And I try to stay out of your way. And I intentionally, right? It's like, you just need time and you need to build up your force field. It's like a protective self-care bubble. And you get a workout in, you do meditation, you stretch, you have a cup of coffee, you get to scroll through the news on your own time with no interruptions. And then all of a sudden, now your willpower is better, your resilience is better, you're a little bit more gritty, and you can make better decisions. But it comes down to that self-care action plan that you've built for yourself, like what makes you feel better. And I think that's really important.
Hmm. Yeah, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So basically females need to be a little bit more selfish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I urge, because I find a lot of the men even in my program have this too. They're givers. They're really empathetic. They feel other people's energy all the time. And not to get woo-woo, but I do believe that's a big part of, you know, why they make bad decisions or why it comes to food. And so self-care, you have to have an action plan to take care of yourself. And when you set yourself up for success, then lo and behold, you're successful. And it's, you know, you don't come through and we're looking at a cornfield over here. The whole idea to harvest the crops is to have great soil. And so that's what self-care is. It's really making great soil. So those crops, when they get what they're needing, then they can grow and then you can harvest those. And that comes in the form of success, both professionally in your relationships. That comes in success when it comes to your health. So all of that I think is really important. And yeah, be more selfish.
Yeah.
In fact, we need you to be more selfish because other people deserve your best.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That we deserve your best and we're better when you're better. Right? I'm better when you've created that bubble. I enjoy my life more. And the happy wife, happy life, it's not what can I do to make you happier? It's what can you do to make yourself happier? So then we can all be in a happier environment, right? So we deserve you to be at your best. And we in fact need you to take care of yourself on a daily basis so that we can all be healthy and restful. Restful, I mean like at ease.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not walking on eggshells.
Not walking on eggshells.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well said.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Cool.
So Lose Like a Lady dropping. We got big news today. Big day, 420. Also 32 degrees outside. Going to snow in Indiana. But it's been 2 years since Hudson Hardwick got his braces on.
Yeah.
Got him on at 7 years old in San Diego. And today he is going to get his braces off.
Aww.
Massive day, right?
So excited. He is so excited.
Oh gosh. Once we finally got the date set, he's had a countdown.
Yeah.
And which has been just so fun to watch. So we were at Costco yesterday and all he wants, and I thought this was so cute because he's such your boy too, is because you guys love, like going to the movies and sitting and popping popcorn. It's like, I just can see both of you doing it. And his big wish, it's funny because he's not been able to have like fruit chews or anything like that that most kids have. He doesn't get to chew gum. But the one thing that he wants is unlimited popcorn.
Yeah. All the flavors.
All the flavors.
All the popcorn. And he wants to cuddle on the couch and watch a movie while he's indulging in his popcorn.
Yes. So part of me was like, I had to bust his bubble a little bit today. I said, well, bud, you got, so we got to go to the dentist right after school. We're taking you out of school a little bit. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know if we're looking at an hour. I don't know what that process is like. So kind of gave him that. And then I was like, then we have lacrosse. And so we're not maybe going to have a whole lot of time to do that. But then we get back at about 7 and you can definitely have as much popcorn as you want between 7 and bedtime. But we got a note from the lacrosse league that says due to
inclement weather,
freezing rain or snow, the lacrosse may be canceled.
So Hudson's dream may come true.
I know, and it's just so perfect. I hope it gets canceled. I really do.
He'll be able to sit his butt on that couch. And we went yesterday specifically to Costco and bought all the popcorn. We've got the cheddar and caramel corn.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got zebra popcorn. I'm going to pop some real popcorn.
Did you get skinny pop at all? Or
no, we'll do the real. We have like the kernels at home with our own machine. So we're going to have a smorgasbord.
There's no way that this would ever be allowed in this house, but I want to just dump a bunch of popcorn on him. I feel so happy for him. He's handled it like a champ though.
He has. It's gone so fast and he doesn't complain.
No, he doesn't.
No. So it's all good. And I love, this is something different. They never used to put braces on 7-year-olds.
Right.
I mean, it used to be right as you started to get interested in the opposite sex.
Once you started to get zits, they're like, here, we're really going to help out.
Yeah. We're really going to amplify this awkward teen phase.
You're going to love this.
Here's a 15-year-old. Yeah. With pimples and metal mouth. And all you want is for a girl or boy to look at you.
Yeah.
I know.
And
so it's nice that at least he's getting it out of the way and like, first, second, third grade.
Get it out of the way now, but then he's going to have to make another tour here.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Once his balls drop.
Aw.
Yeah.
So cute.
All good.
All good.
It'll be fun. It'll be balls drop, round two of braces, and Accutane.
All the fun things.
All the things. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, happy 420, everybody.
Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them, I guess.
If it's legal where you're at.
Or eat them if you got them. Or don't.
Do you.
Yeah. You just have fun. Have a great time. Oh, we have merch. We have merch. Jamie's not in the merch, but we do have merch. It's a new logo. It's just kind of a fun logo. Represents balance and forward progress while making balance. What do you have to say about that?
I got nothing.
Nothing. You would have nothing.
I got nothing to say about that. It is a cool logo.
It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. It's catchy.
It's the Lose Like a Lineman logo.
It's the Hardwick logo.
It's the Hardwick logo. Okay.
Yeah. So we've gone away from wearing my name on the front of my hat.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to wear them until we've got hats coming in, which are super cool. And they've got the rubber. Have you seen the rubber PVC logos? And it's going to be embroidered on there. So... we're going to be logoed out. We have socks. I mean, go to Nick Hardwick on Instagram and you can check him out.
You too can have socks.
Yeah. Links in the bio to everything. Links in the bio.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always fun.
No, thank you.
And 2 weeks in a row.
Thank you.
And I'll be back next week to report more on my weight loss.
I'm proud of you.
Lose Like a Lady. Thank you.
I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Sorry. One question. Anything that you've changed? Obviously the diet a little bit. I mean, not what you're eating, but when you're eating and how much you're eating and all that. Anything physically that you've changed along with this?
Well, I started a new step bet. I don't know if anybody knows what step bet is, but it's this app where you basically bet against yourself.
Yeah, my feet never recovered from the last one. Jesus. Never again.
So I signed up for one because it's like a really good way to keep you accountable on your daily steps. And that's a really high stepper.
You're a good stepper.
I get all my steps every day. You know, I average somewhere around 20,000 steps a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's 10 miles.
6 days a week, I'm about there. This step bet, though, has me. So what they do is you have 5 or 4 days a week is like your goal. And then 2 days a week is what's called like your power days.
Yeah. So what are the regular days first?
So my regular days are, I think, 17,800. So I have to get 17,800 steps 4 days a week.
Jesus, it's a minor miracle in itself.
So for me, that's pretty attainable.
That's a good 7-8 miles.
It's 8:45 and I'm at 12,000 steps. So that's, I'm there.
But you were also up doing the Oakey blow at 3:30 in the morning and on the treadmill.
So anyway, so that's my 4 days is 17,800, but my two power days are 31,500 steps. 31,500
I don't think
steps.
I've ever in my life.
I did it for the first time yesterday.
The first registered time on your...
On my Fitbit.
Wow.
It's a lot of walking.
It's my Fitbit.
It took me damn near 4 hours of walking.
30... Like, when that number would have popped up on my screen, I would have been like, screw off. No, I'm not doing that.
30. So that's...
like,
so
I'll take
my
watch off for a week and come back.
I've changed my walking. I'm upping my steps a little bit more.
More walking, less... You're backed off on lifting a little bit, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Not much, but...
No, I just enjoy lifting weights. And so I always, you know, it's one of those things. If you enjoy doing it, keep doing it. Yeah. So I do. I still am lifting a little bit, but I'm replacing maybe like half the time I used to spend lifting, just getting my butt on the treadmill again and doing some more steps, some more cardio.
Good.
Yeah, and just, you know, again, counting out, portioning out a little bit better. you know, but still I ate a carton.
Your control that I got to say, and I know you got to go, your control over food from what I've seen has been incredible.
I'm really trying.
I've noticed a huge difference. Like the other day I had my little Greek yogurt and protein in there with some berries, and it was probably 6:37 at night. And normally, like, if I was mashing it up, you'd kind of come into the kitchen and go, hey.
It's like a Pavlov's dogs, right? I hear the bell.
What are you doing in here, mm-hmm. bud? Yeah, there would be something like that. But I intentionally, because I know you're doing this thing and I appreciate it, and I'm trying my best not to, like, push your buttons or anything. So I actually, like, was trying to be quiet, and then I took a knee down by the fridge and I was eating.
You were hiding?
I was trying to, but I was kind of keeping an eye on you. You looked over at me once, but then just like carried on. And I think that's so cool. Like that you have been able to just go, no, I'm good. I don't need a snack. I know it's 6 at night. I don't need a snack. I'm done. I'm set for the day.
Right.
So super cool.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm really trying. Bravo. We will. Yeah. Like I said, report back next week. Give you the 3-week update.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, thanks, guys.
Super fun.
Love you lots.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.